getting to know you.
Whoa.
Getting to know all about
whoa.
You. Getting to like
whoa.
You. Getting to hope you like
whoa.
Me.
Welcome to Getting to Know Woo. I'm Natasha Levenger, a professional intuitive reader, energy healer, and inner child healing expert. After being raised with extreme narcissism, I found talk therapy was helpful, but it wasn't until I found energy and inner child healing that I was able to break free of family patterns that cut me off from knowing and loving my true self. I'm passionate about dispelling the rhetoric that these kinds of tools are impractical and ineffective, and in this podcast, I will be sharing how actually beneficial and transformative they are. My husband and producer, Brett, will be joining me in conversation, and we will be welcoming experts along the way. I'm excited to have you here. What is up?
Woos and naders.
Here we are. We're here.
Face to face.
We're back. Does it feel like, well, we're in eclipse season now. I haven't been sleeping as well. Have you noticed anything? How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling tired at the moment, but my sleep is rarely disrupted
by
anything.
No, I know. I wasn't asking really about sleep, but just in general. Last week's guest, Heather Mann, I just got a Chiron reading from her.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
her so much because this is going to sound narcissistic, but she's a lot like me in that she gets really obsessed with certain areas of study and then like deep dives into it and wants to learn everything about it. And so she's really into Chiron right now. So
yeah.
I guess this is a plug for you all to go get a reading with her. Because I guess Australian dollars are a lot more than U.S. dollars. Like if it's like, let's say, 200 Australian dollars, it's something like maybe 75 U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I think it's 50 U.S. dollars to get a Chiron reading from her right now. And we spent like an hour and a half deep diving. Anyway, for me, it was pretty like my Chiron is in my first house. So anyway, all this is to say that I have just recently been looking at how much change. I think it's all because of my Chiron and Aries return.
Mm.
And over the last... So it started in 2018 when I started my business, which is interesting because it's all about individuation for me because it's an Aries and it's lasting through 2026. And I feel like a lot of people have felt like they've undergone massive change since the pandemic.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, I do feel like it's just been constant. I feel like I'm shedding skin like a snake. Every 2 weeks,
yeah,
I'm a new
for real.
Version of myself.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, so is it everyone's Chiron return? Like, does Chiron, it's only.
So it's in whatever sign it's in for you.
I see. But does it move through the sign? It sounds like it moves very slowly.
Well, that's the thing about Chiron, actually, is that it spends less time in different signs. So Aries is actually, I think, the longest. Which time it spends in a sign.
Huh.
I'm not an expert, but actually in her membership, she has a whole 2-hour course on it. And I've watched the first hour, but so it spends, I think it's really short in Libra.
I'm going to have to look that up because I'm dying to know how, like what physically happens to make it stay in those places shorter or longer.
She did explain it and I can't. Tell you.
No, you can't just regurgitate it after hearing it once.
No.
Hmm.
So anyway, that was interesting. But today we do not have a guest.
No guest.
We have just ourselves and whatever I'm obsessed with lately, which is I have been deep diving into my own class, which starts March. Well, the lecture starts March 25th. Lecture meeting, it's just a short little audio. Well, I think this one was like 25 minutes, but most of them will be shorter than that, and a meditation. And then we start meeting on Thursday the 28th. Mm-hmm. So you should join us, listener.
Yeah, literally join us. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, Brett's going to be taking the class too. Mm-hmm. And actually, you have been, I mean, you have been basically giving me readings lately that have been so helpful and amazing. And, but you're taking, and this isn't really meant to be a promo, but why are you taking my class?
Well, I'm taking your class because I sort of backed my way into this energy reading stuff. And like, obviously I know a lot of this from doing the podcast, editing Magic Monday, and living with you for two decades, but I feel like it will be really beneficial for me to do it in a more structured way and to be able to benefit from having actual instruction and other peers studying with me.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Yeah, no, I am too. It's like this, the energy of this class is really great.
Oh, yeah. You even met the energy of the class. We called it it.
Yeah. And yeah. And it is very excited to exist. It's really eager to meet everybody, to have the class sessions. It's, yeah, it's very exciting. Oh,
that's cute. Yeah. And I realized that actually, speaking of Aries season, so Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, and it's like the starter things, how things start, get moving, you know? And so I love that I didn't even really intend to start the class at that time, but yeah, but that, and there's going to be an eclipse, I think, on the Monday of the first, like when they start when getting the materials. When everybody gets
the materials, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, what I wanted to talk about was what it means to be aware of your energetic self and why it's so beneficial. And yeah, just like all of the magic of it. And it really feels to me like, actually, we have been cut off at the knees.
Yeah.
By, I don't know, like the patriarchy? What
is it? I mean, we love to lay things at the patriarchy's doorstep, and it has a lot of things at its doorstep. But I mean, I do think that's true, although I don't know if I, like, I think there are probably lots of systems of power that are afraid of people connecting to themselves this way.
To their whole selves. Yeah. I mean, just like witches getting burned, you know, like for just actually accessing the magic of the earth, you know, like using herbs and...
Well, and for less than that, for, you know, deviating from orthodoxy and like, and even just the idea of orthodoxy, of having an answer from somebody that isn't you, that is, you know, the one who's connected to things that you have to go to for things instead of having access to your own information.
Yeah. Yeah. And what does that mean, your own information? Because the thing is that, yeah, we have been taught that you get your information about yourself and others from your brain, and all of these systems of wooiness are really just asking you to broaden your horizons and your perspective to incorporate all of you. That's all it is. It's not even that's the thing. It's like magical and not magical.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is magical because life is magical.
Right. Right. Yes.
But it's not. So, yeah, being able to exist in the world. I think I did talk about this last time where I was talking about how I was at I was meeting a friend a few weeks ago, and I suddenly realized that I was feeling really anxious. And I was like, I don't think this is my energy. And anxiety is especially hard because it's so much in the mind and it's very fast.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like you feel it in your body, but it gets its fuel. Did I just say fuel? It gets its fuel from the mind, from the stories. That's how it goes. It's like I'm just picturing like a car driving up to gas stations every stop, every block. It's like, oh, let's fuel up here. Let's give you more stories.
Yeah.
And so it's very easy to think when you're picking up that it's not from, that it's generating from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so what I did was I called my energy back and I zipped up my aura, and then it was like, oh, okay, I feel better. So I don't know if it was coming from that person or from just like the energy of the restaurant, but it's like, no, like having that be just normal.
Yeah.
I just wish everybody could have that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they can. It's available. The big switch for me in like recognizing this as a source of, information about the world, like just another way to navigate it, is this switch from the objective to the subjective. So like, and that is not a small shift.
What
for,
do you mean?
Well, from things that I can see, like I know that Helena, our cat, is right next to the microphone because I can see her, I can touch her, I recognize her patterns. That's Helena. Like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry, Lainey. But the subjective being things that only I can experience. Like, you don't know what I'm thinking. You don't know how I'm perceiving her. You don't know, like, what it's all, quote unquote, in your head.
Oh, yeah.
And that gets written off so easily by, that it's worth less than objective facts and, things we can all agree on. And I think part of that is intentional and part of it isn't. Like, I think part of that is just happens because science and the scientific method, like as an approach, have to deal with objective facts. Like, that's just a requirement of doing work in science. But it doesn't actually preclude people from using this information. It doesn't say that it's not true. But when we live in a world that values that so highly, I think as a secondary effect, people start to like dismiss it and ignore it to our detriment.
I mean, I think people doing more psychedelics, like that becoming also like more normalized in terms of the mental health field even, is helpful, because the information we get when we're on those drugs is valid and real. And, I'm just thinking about, like, in a way, I feel like that could be, as I'm talking here, the really normalizing it is the way in.
Normalizing
that this information is real.
Oh, yeah.
Normalizing that, for instance, if you like are having a trip, quote unquote, people have had profoundly healing experiences and from like meeting their mother in a field and having an experience where they show up as light filled. And then, you feel that in your body and just like you can have that experience without taking drugs.
Right.
By just like getting to know your chakras. And like, for instance, when I'm reading past lives at first, no one actually taught me how to do that really or at all. But it was just a natural progression of reading energy. But it was really interesting because it's like, it was this progression. It was like, oh, this scene is unfolding. Like, it's not like, it's a actually slower for me anyway process. I'm sure it's different for everybody. But it's like, oh, this is happening. It's like I'm watching a movie unfold. Whereas when I'm reading and not even watching, I am watching it, but I'm also getting the information, just kind of like trusting it's unfolding.
Oh, like you're getting the story in order, not like all at once.
And it's like very slow. Whereas when I'm looking at energy otherwise, and it's like, oh, this happened. Okay, this is happening because of this. Does that make sense? It's like,
you sort of get the information more quickly when you're doing like, like you just sort of get a, all of the information at once?
Well, kind it's of, like, or? Let's say somebody is asking me, okay, they're seeing this person and they're feeling like triggered by them.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh, well, that's because this person is X, Y, and Z. They're like this. I just know it. It's like all instantly knowable. Whereas the past lives, it's like, here we go. Let's see this scene unfold slowly.
It's like story time.
Yeah. It's like story time. And and it's all coming in slowly. This probably isn't true for everybody, but that's how I get it. But if I, but it's this process of self-trust of knowing, like, I am this whole being. I'm not just a floating brain. And this is all valid, and sometimes it comes in this way and sometimes it doesn't. And the effects that I've seen it have on people is just so of trusting themselves in that way.
Yeah.
You know, it just makes me want everybody to have it.
For real. Like, well, I mean, in part because I think in order to get to this place, there's enough work to get out of your own way in terms of, like, you know, healing your own traumas or, like, you know, whatever kind of pathologies you have working, being able to heal that enough to hear this information alone, like, even if they didn't start to be able to access their own energy body, like, that would be so beneficial. But yes, like, having people everywhere, like, well, be able to access this part of themselves would be incredible.
It would shift the world because people would trust, like, oh, they wouldn't, there'd be less self-blame. Also, this concept of neutrality is really important in all of this. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying, get out of your own way. Mm-hmm. It's this ability to be at the center of this whole, I'm going to sound like I'm high, but we're all just living out these storylines. And the more we believe the storylines, the harder it is. And when you're able to be like watching the story unfold, I mean, I guess that's what meditation, where you're just watching your thoughts, is really helping people do too, but that's hard for some people.
Yeah. When you say believe the storyline, you mean like believing that whatever is happening to you or whatever you believe about yourself in this life is true.
Yes. And that there's only one way. Level.
Yeah. And exactly.
That's it. That's the truth. Instead of knowing, like, it's actually none of it's personal or about you in any way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's all actually neutral. And you could switch the storyline up. If you weren't, I mean, that's the thing, is you have subconscious inner child parts that really believe the storyline. The more the inner child believes the storyline, the less safe they feel leaving that storyline.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's also why, like, the more you can know, like, oh, this is my, I'm really uncentered, like my third chakra is blown out right now or something, you know, it's like really lit up. Let me just try. It's like having a, like being in the middle of a crime scene or something, or like a murder just happened and you're like, oh my God, a murder just happened. And you can't, like, you're so focused on that, like the fear of being in the middle of the murder
and
all of that, that it's like hard to really calm down and know, wait, what is happening around my environment?
Yeah.
But when you know, it's like, oh, my third chakra is blown out. Okay. So that's probably why. Let me just pull out any energy in there and come back to stabilizing. You know, then you will be able to see things better.
Yeah.
I did take one somatic experience in class, and it was interesting because I didn't continue it, not because I do really value that work. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I was saying to the person, like one of the teachers, I don't know if I'm going to continue because I don't know how to, combine my work and that work. It feels almost like I'd rather just get to the energy of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And she was saying that the people who are leading that are now going down that route. Like, a lot of those people are going into energy work.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like those are sort of, like, somatic work and the work that you do are almost like parallel tracks.
Yeah.
Like they're, like it would be hard to make them meet, but they're doing, seeking to do the same kind of thing.
It's almost like the layers of the aura, like, you know, there's the physical body and you can address it from there. And I do think it's easier for some people to do it that way.
Yeah.
And then there's the energetic body, which is deep, like, you know, deeper in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, but I do think if you're addressing the energetic body, it affects the physical body. Like people will often say they feel lighter, they feel calmer, you know?
Yeah. For
and
sure.
if you, I mean, it's all part and parcel. Like even when you are in therapy and just doing mental work, if you have a release, you're going to have a release in your physical and your energetic body.
Mm-hmm. It's all like connected, man.
Yeah. I mean, they talk about talk therapy being working your energy, like working your healing from the top down.
Oh, interesting. And
somatic. And I mean, they don't say this, but it's true with energetic healing too. It's from the bottom up, which I think has been proven to be more effective a lot of the time.
Yeah, certainly that's been my experience of
it. Yeah. I mean, there is good, obviously, I'm not anti-therapy, and there's a lot of helpful parts of, especially, I always say, like, if you have a narcissistic background, it is really helpful to understand what's happening when you're being gaslit, like intellectually understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
It does soothe the inner child. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's really what I have to say pretty much. And I, you know, we'll be learning all of this in class. We'd love to have you.
Yep. What's the class called?
Oh, it's called A Spell of Remembering.
Oh.
Hey, should we give a 10% discount to Woo listeners?
Oh, yeah. Why
let's
not?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
What will you make the code?
Let's call it Woo 10 ASOR for A Spell of Remembering.
Okay, great.
And I would also just like to point out, as long as we're talking about discounts,
okay.
That paid subscribers to your Substack get 15% off of not just this class, all classes and other offerings, or
and select other offerings. There's already a whole slew of things. If you were to join now, you'd get a morning and evening meditation, a class about meeting your spirit guides. There's a lot of things over there
for you. Do we want to say it pays for itself? I mean, it's pretty close.
Pretty close. It definitely pays and, for itself. Yeah. I mean, it definitely does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could go over to my Substack.
Yeah, you go over to Substack. You can go to natashalevender.com. You can sign up. You can learn more about this class. You can take a fun quiz to find out how you specifically will benefit from this class.
That was fun. I like making quizzes. I need to make another one just for my site.
Okay.
Just for funsies. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up with a card pull.
Great.
Okay.
What deck are we using?
Oh, we're using the Angels and Auras Oracle because you felt drawn to it.
I did. There's a lot to be drawn to over in your collection of Oracle cards, but this one.
By the way, Brett is still doing great at these readings. Just want to point that out for you.
Thanks.
All right, I'm going to shuffle. All right, I got Jophiel, pink. Compassion, self-care, simplification, and beauty.
Is Jophiel the name of the angel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Archangel Jophiel's name means the beauty of God. Mm. For God's sake. She uplifts our thoughts to a place of positivity and happiness. Jophiel helps us to see ourselves in a more loving way and encourages us to take care of ourselves physically and emotionally. Mm. When this card is present, it indicates that you're doing a good job of self-care while also giving a loving hand to those around you. Bravo! Mm. Radiant pink is defined as the color of perfection and unconditional love. When pink is present in the aura, it represents self-love and self-care. Pink is often seen around people with incredibly compassionate hearts and even those involved with charitable efforts. Even those people.
Those schmucks?
Yeah. The universal message with pink is that the universe and your angels love you exactly the way you are. Yeah. You know, I hate to just like put this as a tag at the end, but I just thinking about the week, it's just, I will say, of course, I've been preoccupied with everything, the starvation in Palestine. It's just very awful.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah.
So I don't know why I felt like it's just like I think because thinking about God, like I've been thinking a lot lately how I feel like I've gotten a lot of support. And it, let's just try to send some of that love and pink energy to everybody in Palestine. And also the hostages from Israel and all of it. It's just so, so awful.
Yeah. Lots of places to send that right now.
Yeah, we could send it to the world, but especially Palestine. It's just so terrible.
Yeah.
All right. We're appreciative of you all. Thank you so much. We're sending you for listening. We're sending you that pink energy. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.